We live in a world where materialism had its great impact and influence in all aspects of our human and earthly life. In this situation, my dear brothers and sisters, people would disregard what is essential, what is most important. What I am talking and referring about is the word value. Value is defined as the importance or the usefulness of something. We value this thing, we value this person because of its usefulness or importance in our life. And when we speak about value, we cannot but mention that there is what we call hierarchy of values. So we have, when we talk about hierarchy, we have spiritual values, faith, love of God, sharing, and we also have physical or temporary values. Hard work is one, health is one, food is one, security. These are all values that we treasure in ourselves. The readings that we have this 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time lead us to review or to re-examine the values that we have. Take a look at our first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. This is our common experience, my dear brothers and sisters. I would like to validate it with you. We work hard, isn't it? Who among you here does not work for a living? We all work for a living, and that is a value. We put our energy, our talents into what we do in our work, and later we enjoy the fruits of our labor. There are many here who are enjoying the fruits of your labor, the retirees, right? And when you invest in labor, you gain something. But Qohelet, in our first reading today, has this reminder. And what is the reminder of Qohelet? Life is fleeting. Life is passing. What will happen in everything that you have worked for? You are full of anxieties, but your life will end. Where will these things you left will go? Somebody who did not work hard will just enjoy what you have gained and possess. To summarize it all, brothers and sisters, Ecclesiastes or Qohelet reminds us that we should look realistically at life. Look realistically at life. Examine the hierarchy of values. Do we put premium importance on the physical things that we enjoy right now with a thought that the things that are spiritual are forgotten or relegated to the side? Remember that we will not live forever in this earth. Put that in our consciousness. What we have accumulated physically in this world, we will all live it. On the other hand, if we invest on something spiritual, that would lead us to true an eternal life. We will enjoy it later in the next life. The same is the reminder of St. Paul in our second reading. St. Paul reminded the Colossians and all of us Christians in this modern day today that since we were raised with Christ, our thought should be on things that are above, on things that are spiritual, rather than on things of this earth. But unfortunately, we forget this reminder of St. Paul. Our minds, our efforts are still focused on the temporary. On the temporary. I would like to remind this very, very nice saying. God has given us time, yet we forget all about eternity. Is this true? We live in time. We live in borrowed time. But unfortunately, we forget that there is eternity. And if there is eternity, there are eternal values which we must accumulate while we are still living in this world. That's why St. Paul has a timely reminder. Set your mind on what is above, on what is spiritual, because our life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is the center of our lives. And so we reminded the Colossian community, put to death what is earthly. Not from Father Noel, reminder, it is from St. Paul. And St. Paul's message is eternal. It knows no bound, no time. It is timely for everyone. Put on earth what is earthly. And what is, of course, immorality, you mentioned about that. What else? Evil desire, passion. But the most important thing is lust, which is idolatry, greed. Our impulse to accumulate, to own, to possess, which is ingratiable. We cannot satisfy our earthly desires of amassing, of accumulating, of possessing. But always remember that we will leave all these things. Remember, we will all face our Creator. In other words, we will die, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not. We will die. Two brothers in our gospel today had an argument about their inheritance. It is the culture in Palestine when two brothers could not agree about their inheritance, they have to brought it to a rabbi. So this is the reason why these two brothers went to Jesus to be their judge or arbiter or arbitrator. And Jesus said, who told you that I will be your judge? That's your concern. That is not my concern. But here, instead of acting as a judge or arbiter between these two brothers who are quarreling about their inheritance, Jesus make this as an opportunity to teach real values. Jesus has already sensed that there is an element of greed that persists in the hearts of these two brothers. That's why Jesus' reply was, avoid greed. Avoid greed in all its forms. In all its forms. We may be greedy, not only in material things, but in all pleasures, all those things, all those earthly things, all those mundane things. Jesus reminded each one of us, avoid that. Avoid it. And what is the greed that we can glean from the parable? The man here, the parable, so Jesus told the parable that there was a rich man who luckily had a good harvest. He was blessed. So actually, material things are good in themselves, provided that we use them according to God's end, according to God's purpose, not according to our own purpose. What is the greed here? This man, since he has a lot, he has many things that would sustain him in his earthly existence. But aside from that, he still has what? Are you meticulous about the gospel? So he has everything to sustain his earthly life. But aside from that, he has what? Surplus. Right? It seems that you do not agree with me. Are you particular with our gospel, with our parable? The rich man has enough for his earthly sustenance. But aside from that, he has surplus. And instead of sharing this surplus to his neighbors, remember the Good Samaritan, etc., what did he do? He still cling on to that surplus of his. He cannot let go of this surplus. So what did he do? He thought of building another barn to store, to accumulate more his surplus. Again, instead of looking at other people who are gravely in need of these blessings that he received, he still cling on to it. He cannot let go of that. And that is, for Jesus, a form of greed. Greed. So when we have surplus, and when we do not need it, what do? Do we just skip it? Or think of other people who may be needing this one? That's why another reminder is, the world is enough, has enough for the needs of men, but not for the greed of men. This is the parable of the rich man. He cannot let go. He cannot share. He does not think of other people, and he only thinks of his temporary existence, not what will come in the future. And what is beautiful in our gospel today is when God says, you fool. Fool here means you do not have faith. You do not believe in God. Because when you believe in God, you can think of other people who are needy. But simply because you are thinking of yourself, you are full of self, you are greedy, your life will be demanded of you. And all these things that you have accumulated, you have possessed, where will they go? Like the first reading, when you have heaped up everything, we have invested in everything, and when you leave this world, where will your possession go? Think about it, my dear brothers and sisters. And so the challenge actually of our gospel, the parable here is, be rich in what matters to God. Not only rich in material possession. We have time, my brothers and sisters. God gave us enough years to enjoy this world. But let us always re-examine. Let us always review our values. Are our thought, are our desires of our heart is focused on spiritual values, sharing, loving our neighbor, especially the deprived, because surely this will lead us to eternal happiness. The beautiful gospel and readings today, hopefully, we'll be able to re-examine, review our values, and put our concentration and thought on what really matters and what is essential.